Good morning. It's Monday, April 20th, 2015, 7:18 a.m. Yeah, normally I would not be walking today, but the younger daughter didn't go to school again today. She's still sick. I've got 40 minutes before I have to be at therapy, and I needed to get out for a walk because I haven't done it for a while. So yeah, it's cold out, my hands are freezing, my nose is running, and I'm in a crap mood. So yeah, this is going to be an interesting talk. I have had some stuff done. I've been working on getting back office put in order. I've cashed checks, been to the bank, done the taxes for the first quarter. I need to get back into writing, but I'm having a hard time finding headspace to get there. It's been a hard couple of weeks. It's been 2 weeks since I talked to you last. I'm pretty sure that's how long, because the last time I talked to you was a Sunday morning, and I had to go to therapy the next day, I think. And then I had dental, and then my jaw is still sore from that. What was supposed to be a simple filling turned out to be preparation for another cap. I've got to go back in a month. And spend another couple thousand dollars there. So yeah, it's my head is not in a good space. I'm not in a good place. I'm hoping that the walk will bleed off some of the accumulated tension. Not walking doesn't help me. Without the break, without taking a kid to school, there's that interruption to the day, that getting up, getting in the car, driving her to school, coming back. Without that, it's difficult for me to get my act together, to get my pants on, to get my shoes on, to get out, to get walking. Cold. Bonus picture today was of snow. Yes, it's snow that fell overnight. I still see it on rooftops and in the grass here. It's at the moment 34. I should put my clothes on. This is the B52s on the way. First walk, first mile. It was a rock lobster. It wasn't my favorite, but I'll take it. I'll take it. Frustrated, and the frustration is making me angry. Well, last Friday was also an anniversary date. I'll talk about that, because at least I can talk about that. A lot of stuff that's going through my head right now I can't really talk about. So, Last Friday was the 10th anniversary of my father's passing, and I miss him. He got pneumonia on a Caribbean cruise. That sounds funny. You don't think of pneumonia and the Caribbean in the same breath usually, but he and my stepmother, Betty was a cruiser. She was fond of cruising. She liked to go on cruises. They took the Inside Passage up to Alaska once. They took several Caribbean cruises. And she got him flying. She got him moving around. She got him out of New England. And he loved the cruises. Once he discovered that he liked them, and they weren't really all that expensive, he loved them. He loved going. They go for 10 days, about once a quarter. He pointed out that it was cheaper on a per diem basis than assisted living. And he knew this because he had to put my grandmother in when her Alzheimer's got to the point where they couldn't keep track of her all the time. And she didn't know what she was doing, so she was a danger to herself. So they put her in a home where people could watch her, keep track of her, could help her. He hated it, but he didn't have a lot of choice. I suppose it'll come down to me eventually. Anyway, that's a choice I haven't had to make. My parents both passed away. Dad 10 years ago, my mother about 18 years ago. Something like that. I still have one stepmother, but she's pretty much gone as well. She's had a couple of strokes, and I believe she's in assisted living now, too. I haven't really kept up with that side. The other step-sibs or anybody. Being here on the high plains has sort of acted as a buffer to pretty much all contact back east. It's kind of difficult. Every once in a while I hear from my sister, the surviving sister, Rose. Every once in a while I hear from my brother. So yeah, it was the 10th anniversary on Friday. I'm sure that's not helping matters. I'm sure that's not making things any easier for me. The reality that he died ten years from now, I will be 72. He died when he was 72. And I'll be 72 in 10 years. My grandfather lived until 86. My grandmother was 96 before she took that last journey. So I'm feeling pretty immortal right at the moment. I'm feeling pretty frustrated, pretty discouraged. Monk post. So, yeah, a whiny day for me today. I don't know what I'm going to talk to my therapist about today. Those are usually the most productive sessions, because she has a way of digging in. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. And she'll ask me a question and an hour goes by. Well, 55 minutes. I'm sure we'll talk about frustration and anger today. I'm so very seldom angry. I'm so very seldom. I'm quite often frustrated. But, today I'm pretty angry. I don't get angry. At least not often. I'm not talking, am I? Eh, well. I guess it's Thumper's rule. If I can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. I'm not feeling particularly nice today. I'm not feeling in a particularly good place. Even the walk has not been able to. It has warmed me up, I'll give you that much. Of course, I've been walking straight into the sun. The sun is up. It's a gorgeous morning. The sun is burning off the snow. Everything is soggy. It's been a rainy, drizzly weekend. My lawn, I should have mowed it Saturday when I had a chance, because everything is wet now. And I'm going to guess it's going to stay wet for a while, because even though we have zero humidity, this is going to evaporate fast. Everything is really squishy wet, which is good for the lawn, but terrible for trying to mow. So we'll deal with that. So it must be spring. I see buds on trees. It's been so long since I've been able to do this walk on a regular basis. I've kind of fallen out of sync with everything. I wonder if I could get it back together. The fact that I have as much doubt about it as I do should say something about my current mental state. Little crabapple trees are in blossom. That's interesting. Two of them are white and one of them is red. I thought it was winterkill, but it's just a red blossom. Some of these trees aren't looking too prosperous, but where there's a limb, they seem to be putting out flowers. My maple tree is buddied up. It's actually turning green. Little pine is overgrown. You guys are supposed to come and turn on the sprinklers this week too, so. Get snow, and we've been known to get snow in May. I don't know. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.